There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Christmas songs. All right, let's see what we have in the Christmas mantle here this morning. It's what about that, Jen Jen?
I like this.
Beach Boys, how about a snippet of this? 1963 is the year this was first heard. Back it up, Peter.
Where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red.
Stephen, good day program. Jennifer and I here. Richie's gone until after Christmas. Kenny Kessler had a problem technologically, so we're here putting things together. What are people talking on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day? What seems to be the number one issue of the day, Jen Jen?
Oh, gosh, Facebook today, lots of stuff trending around, but not on our page because I'll get there. Kourtney Kardashian's actually the top story on Facebook today.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
She had a baby over the weekend.
Really?
And the name was just introduced.
What's the name?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Rain.
Rain! The rain in Spain.
Yeah, R-E-I-G-N, like Lord's, right. Like a Lord's
right.
Rain.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you look at our Facebook page, Dougie, Ken asked, what are the top 10 most important topics to you last week? And Julie said, really, what's up with North Korea?
Really? What's up with North Korea?
She said, really?
What's up with North Korea? Yes.
We don't let no podunk country tell us what we can do. Our men and women have fought for our freedom. Sony, give the movie to Netflix and let every family pay to see it. They can't bomb every household. So she had that to say. Then Eric said that his most important stories were the NFL action this week and congressional budget deal. And he said, I've heard enough about the other topics for the to last the rest of the weekend. So there you go.
Well, that was the poll also, DougStephan.com. Mm-hmm. So we usually simultaneously run it at DougStephan.com and on the Facebook page and Twitter. The results of the, this is taken from the talker's work on the top 10 talk topics of the week. Last week, your suggestion on our poll page, anyway, as it may reflect individually, if you take the Twitter and Facebook account, we can find out what you think individually. But in the collective sense, 23% of you said that the Obama amnesty action was the most important story of the week. Mm-hmm. That's fine. You find out whatever what else he's going to do this week in terms of executive action.
Yeah, he's golfing this week. He's on vacation.
Yeah, don't hold your breath on that one. 16% of you thought the congressional budget deal was the most interesting of the week. Let's see here. 15% said the Taliban massacre in Pakistan. 12% said the North Korean Sony Pictures hacking case. How much more of that have you got comment-wise at Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter?
Not too much. Those are the big comments right now.
All right.
What I think is interesting, though, and I cannot claim any responsibility for this one, Dougie.
No.
Whose idea was it to post your plumbing nightmares on Facebook?
That was Tom Kreitler's idea last week.
Okay, well, it's working, and there are some disgusting photos up there. So I know we're giving away these Delta Temp2O spray LED digital temperature display hand showers, and they're really, really cool. We all have one. But if you want yours, the genius behind Tom Kreitler said, to put your nastiest photos of your plumbing problems up on Facebook, and that's how we're going to award them. And
we gave away one on Friday. We're giving away another one next Friday, so keep those bad pictures.
Keep them coming, because there's a couple where there's like toilets backed up into bathtubs and
perfect. Yeah.
Love gross.
Check the pictures out. Facebook.com/Don't
check the pictures out.
All right. So the United States is considering its options as fallout from Sony's hack intensifies. The administration said they're considering options for a proportional response to the cyber attack on Sony that exposed a lot of sensitive company data, prompted movie theaters to pull this movie that was inspiring the attack. So some say, although the North Koreans say, we didn't do that. And if you do anything against us, there's going to be terrible ramifications for you. Really? Huh. Well, the United States government says a sophisticated hacker working on behalf of North Korea was responsible. The Secretary of Homeland Security stopped short of pointing the finger directly at the government of North Korea, because they don't either know or they don't want to say. Why? But why is the government getting involved in this? I don't see how the government being involved in this really does any good one way or another. I don't see it. Am I missing something? This could be national security. Yeah. But I just don't see that this is a private company, unless there's something there that people don't want. You know, the people there have said to the people in Washington, look, there's some really dicey stuff here. We don't want this to get out.
Don't you think a threat, though, to the homeland is Homeland Security no matter what?
What's the real threat? What can they do?
Well, the threat that they're going to bomb movie theaters should be noted by Homeland Security, I would say.
Noted, maybe, but... how do they carry that out?
It would be, but I mean, I agree with you that most things should be kept private, but I don't understand why it's Homeland Security is not involved with this. I mean, anytime someone's making threats to bomb us, it should be taken with whatever, whether it's a grain of salt or taken seriously, it should still be looked at.
I don't think they have the ability to do much of anything except talk, frankly. 888-302-3684. U.S. consumers are buying gifts at a frantic pace as we get down to the last few days before Christmas. The beneficiaries, still brick and mortar stores. More than half of you purchasing gifts primarily from the stores. 93% of you say that you will indulge in some online shopping, however. So clearly retail is in the stores, but it is headed toward digital. The store is very pertinent. Retailers are trying to blend the store with the online experience. How many people have ordered online and gone to the store to pick it up? I even did that.
I think that defeats the purpose of doing online shopping.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How so?
Well, if I'm going to order something online, it's because I want it delivered.
Uh-huh. Well, some people are... I went online... Last Saturday, I needed a special foam to redo
what?
Charlotte's bed.
Pervert.
No, Charlotte's bed needed to be redone, so I needed some foam. So I went online, and I found that you could find it at a Target store. Mm-hmm. And so I reserved it at the Target store nearest me, and then I went over and picked it up.
So where do you pick it up at the Target? In the front, or what?
No, you just go into, they tell you, okay, here's where it's located over here. You go down and pick it up and pay for it, and bingo, you're done. I could have paid for it online. There were two choices, pay for it online or pay for it at the store.
Hmm.
So that's what I did. I think that may be an interesting way to blend all of this stuff. But under the circumstances, I still want to feel, but I'm a traditionalist in a sense. And I don't do that much shopping anyway. I find myself doing a little more shopping this year than I have, frankly, for some obvious and some not so obvious reasons. At any rate, 888-302-3684, the Pope issued a blistering critique today of the Vatican bureaucracy that supposedly serves him and the church. He denounced how some people lust for power at all costs, living hypocritical double lives, and suffer from spiritual Alzheimer's that's made them forget they're supposed to be joyful men of God. Isn't that, the religious part of this doesn't do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I hear and listen to what this guy is saying, what a great example he's setting pretty much for everybody. Think about that in terms of people who run businesses or who are in government. You're supposed to serve the people, but more often than not in government, the people are serving the government instead of the government serving the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same with any bureaucracy, whether it's the church, whether it's government, whether it's a big business. It's all the same. What a genius this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. Do many of the you're in the C&E crowd plus, sort of.
Yeah.
As far as going to church is concerned. When you listen to the priests, what do they call it, homilies when they're in
the Catholic, homily.
The homily.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find them picking up on much of what the Pope says?
I think so. Yeah, actually more. And I've noticed this, interestingly enough, I've noticed more with this Pope that there seems to be more dynamic homilies. And I don't know, you should actually ask Peter, because he's one of our, he's a very good churchgoer, and his dad's very involved with the church.
Peter is running our control facilities because everybody else is gone. So Peter, you can, if you feel to comment on that.
I've noticed that the homilies have gotten better, and they're actually more valuable to everyday life, I think.
Peter, you go to church every day?
No, weekly.
Weekly, okay. What have you noticed that's different since this Pope became the person in charge?
Oh, he's definitely starting a lot of conversations.
Is it healthy? You like?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you stimulated by it?
Yeah.
What do you think of what he said about the hierarchy in the Vatican?
And I believe him.
Yeah. You can see it every day all the way around, no matter where you go. These people are serving themselves and not those, the flock, as it were. So it's a good food for thought. This guy has lots of food for thought, and I think that that's something to be touted and praised, frankly, which is, this is a good time of year to do that, right? 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Get Macy's after Christmas prices now during our biggest sweater, coat, and boot sale of the season. Outerwear for her and him from Kenneth Cole and Moore, 60% off. Sweaters for her and him from Charter Club, Albani and Moore, 50 to 65% off. Boots from Bandolino, Mark Fisher and Moore, $59.99 to $99.99. And save 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% on select fine jewelry. Get Macy's after Christmas prices now. Doors open at 7 a.m. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift set, 11 Estee Polish $10 glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protection, 7 sealer glosses, risky decline by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay Naked Palette, 4 Living Proof Hair Products, 3 Daisy Green Perfume, 2 Face Cosmetics, and 1 Luxury Bathrobe, 3 $40 fragrance purchase, walk to my glass.
Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gifts gorgeously.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18IN4.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Time for our Christmas one-hit wonder contest here on Good Day.
Pretty paper.
Pretty hard to believe. It's true.
Wrap your presents to your darling from you.
Remember, the rule is it's one Christmas.
Pretty pencils to write I love you. Mm-hmm. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
All right, as soon as you figure out who this is, start dialing us up at 888-302-3684. This person obviously had success in lots of other musical areas, but this is the only Christmas song that hit the charts for this artist. So if you can name the artist, 888-302-3684. Winner will get a gift pack from Mannheim Steamroller, a new CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040, which is celebrating their 30th year as Christmas performers and their 40th year as performers in general. Plus, you get a canister of their cinnamon hot chocolate. Yum stuff. Yum, yum, yummy, yummy stuff. So, here we have, this is a singer from Texas, had 22 hits in the top 40. This song was his only Christmas performer. It was in 1963 and 1964. This made it big as far as Christmas music. So if you know who it is, tell us the name of this Christmas one-hit wonder singer, 888-302-3684. This song was written by Willie Nelson, in case you didn't know that, Jennifer.
I did not.
Let's see. This singer won 6 Grammys. 3 of those were awarded for performances released after his death in 1988. Known for his sunglasses, he joined George Harrison in the Traveling Wilburys. Remember that in the 1980s? Great stuff. He was in the Sun Records class of 1955 with Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee, and Elvis Presley. So, pretty much everybody ought to know who this is. 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Peter. Let's have a little more of Pretty Paper. One Eight Wonders song, as with the many of the Christmas songs in that era. They are pretty short. That's a little less than 3 minutes. John's in Maryland. Hi, John. Have I spoken to you before, ever?
No, sir, you haven't.
Well, glad to have you on board. Merry Christmas
Good
to you
morning,
and your family.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. All right, so this is a one-hit wonder no-brainer, right?
More or less, yeah. If you're old enough.
Oh, please.
Yes, because I don't know this.
You don't?
I mean, I have a guess, but I don't know.
Really? You honestly don't know who that is, Jennifer?
Honestly, I think I have a guess.
Wow. Yeah, because we are aging ourselves, John. All right, so tell us who it is.
Ray Orbison.
It is Roy Orbison.
No, my guess was wrong.
What? Who did you think it was?
I thought it was like Johnny Mathis or something. I didn't
know. Did you? Oh, really?
I had no idea.
Really and truly.
Where? I wouldn't yank your chain, Doug.
Your mother and father will be ashamed of you.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So what do you like best about Orbison's music, John, in general? What's your favorite outside of Christmas? What's your favorite Roy Orbison tune?
Oh, I would probably say Pretty Woman.
Yeah, that's a good song. That's
a good
great song. Yep, right. So what is going on in John's household and in his family for Christmas?
Oh, we're just going nuts as everybody else is.
Doing what?
Getting ready and working.
What do you do for work?
I'm a security supervisor for one of the major chicken companies.
Oh. Chicken companies? You're talking about Tyson? Or
no.
Purdue?
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah.
One of them.
No, but Purdue. Well, Purdue has separate farms that they use. The chickens grown by independent farmers, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and then they bring it all in. But they scrutinize how it's done. They have regulations, sort of, or they have ways that they want it done. And so you follow that if you want to be one of their producers.
That's cool. Exactly correct. Right. They're very strict on their quality control.
All right, John, Merry Christmas. You'll get the prize, the Mannheim Steamroller prize package. Thanks very much. Merry Christmas. 28 after this is a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often people ask me why their dogs chew, and there are several different reasons. Obviously, when they're puppies, they're chewing for the same reasons human babies chew. Their mouth hurts and they're teething. But as they get older, it could be due to boredom, lack of exercise, and in extreme cases, even a mineral deficiency in the dog's diet. So if you have a dog that's chewing, you want to check all three of those. Number one, if he's teething, give him some frozen toys to play with. It'll soothe his gums. If he's bored, increase his activity. If he's not getting any exercise, do the same thing. But what about the other problem? What about the stress part of it? You know, when people get stressed or anxious, they may crack their knuckles, scratch their head, smoke a cigarette, or grab for a drink. Dogs react to anxiety and stress because they don't have hands using their mouths. So when a dog is stressed out or anxious or nervous or scared, the first thing they're going to do is chew, and they can chew anything around them, which could be your shoe, your socks, or even your furniture. So make sure they get plenty of exercise, mental stimulation, and lots of items to chew on. Oh, more next time.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85, and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit Barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Monday, the 22nd of December, where to find last-minute gift ideas. Jennifer, I'm sure, has got a few of those up her sleeve.
Actually, you can call. I'm a gift whisperer.
Really?
I do.
Do what?
I do really well at gift shopping.
Really?
Don't I? I've gotten you some good stuff.
I think you are terrific when it comes to gift giving.
Yeah, right. So if you need help, call me and I'll help you.
888-302-3684. Meanwhile, as we think about the season, we think about snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. Rod Stewart had done very well in many different circles. I don't know if this is a one-hit wonder song for him or not.
No. But speaking of snow, can I tell you what I did yesterday?
I'd love to know what you did.
Because, you know, I'm fighting the Ebola virus. I don't want to cause any mass panic, but, you know,
I've been
a little under the weather, as you can tell by my voice today. And so yesterday, I stayed in and I watched, for the first time ever in my life, White Christmas.
Did you?
With the Binger.
And how'd you like it?
I loved it. It was such a cute movie. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it, but I don't know. I think that these things have become passe for me. A lot of people like it. It's good for the family, those sorts of things. But I've never really, you know how I am when it comes to things. I never thought Miracle on 34th Street was that good. Or
The thing for me is that White Christmas was never really part of those movies for me. I mean, I never really, it wasn't even part of my knowledge about Christmas movies until I was going to New York a couple years ago and I saw that they were doing a stage production of White Christmas. And I was but I never saw it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just wasn't part of that, you know, Angel Gets His Wings, Miracle on 34th Street stuff, Elf even, you know, the modern day National Lampoon, never part of that. I was very excited to watch it. It was fun.
Good. Glad you liked it.
And it wasn't all Christmas. I mean, so you would have liked it. It wasn't all Christmassy, schmaltzy stuff.
In terms of charities for Christmas, how many people have put something into a Salvation Army pot? And what happens if we are going more and more toward online to organizations like the Salvation Army? Will they get donations online? I know a lot of people give cars and boats and that sort of thing to them. But what happened? This is maybe the most distinctive charity at this time of year because the bell ringers in front of all the stores, the malls, continue to attract attention. We had a story, as a matter of fact, I think it took place in my hometown last week, but it made national news. This lady dropped a ring that was worth a couple of thousand bucks in a Salvation Army pot.
She meant to, though, right?
Yeah. No, she did. But are those things happening? Anybody who's working for the Salvation Army, if you want to give us a buzz, 888-302-3684. How are things this year as compared to last year or years? Maybe there are a lot of these people who have almost as a religion. The Salvation Army seems to be, for some folks, kind of a religion. And the people who go out, the bell ringers, are people who are parishioners, in a manner of speaking. And I saw a fellow last week. It was so cold. I felt sorry for the guy. They're just standing out there ringing that bell, hoping somebody will throw some stuff into the kettle. I think a lot of people are motivated to do that. But how is it any different, especially when I look around here in Los Angeles? Yesterday, when we went to a couple of different places, they're everywhere. You know, walking around the promenade, the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica here, there are people on every corner who have their hand out, and they have signs, and I find myself continually amused. There was a fellow who was sitting with a bag and a dog, and he was smoking, and he had a pair of Nikes that were brand new on.
Yep, and they always have the dog with them.
Right. Is that protection or is that, oh, what a sweet dog?
No, I think it's just to pull at your heartstrings a little bit.
Yeah, but when you're, somebody's wearing, anybody who's smoking or who's wearing, I mean,
these Nikes aren't cheap, that's for sure.
Nah, I mean, who are you kidding? But some people will fall for it. But I don't say, I'm not saying that because the Salvation Army is something that's not legit, because it is. But still, there's that begathon kind of, I mean, I get the same greasy feeling when I watch, even though I'm a big fan of the specials and the things that are on PBS, when they come on radio or television and they just go on and on and on and on, ask for your money, please, 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 we can't do this, we can't do that without your support. That's a bunch of nonsense. They have so much money, most of this, especially in the national coffers of these, of NPR. They built a building, they rebuilt their studio facilities and offices in Washington. $14 million they spent.
That's what turns me off, and I feel sorry for it, because you've got these people out there who are standing in the cold or whatever, just standing outside someplace, ring, 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 ring. I mean, it's got to be a very monotonous job, and they're doing that. But then you just know where that money's not going exactly where you want it
to
go. So
right.
I'm always motivated to find those charities, and that was kind of the idea behind us highlighting these lesser-known charities that still need your help, where the money goes directly to the cause instead of to all the infrastructure that it
costs. And there are lots of those places around.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying don't contribute into the pot
salad.
I think it's good. It's a good cause.
It is. It is. I mean, you know, and you just divide it up a little bit. But I always encourage people to look for those places or local churches or homeless shelters or things in your community where you can see your money go to work.
Here on Monday, Good Day program. It's 21 minutes before the hour. Jennifer and I are here with an early celebration. I'll be on the air live with Ken Kessler on Christmas Day and New Year's as well. The usual end of the year surveys are being released starting today.
These make me happy.
AP, Associated Press poll, asking the writers, people that are publishers, people that use their product in their facilities, what is the top story of 2014? And the police killings of blacks was named to be the number one story. It starts with Ferguson, Missouri, but it goes elsewhere. The investigations and the protests that are going on, even this weekend there were protests. Big story. So the editors and news directors and writers are the ones that contribute to that. What do you think the top story is of the year? 888-302-DOUG or email to Doug and Jen at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Anything new in the wrinkle on the social media, Jen?
Not too much, but I will post some stuff up there for us, so we'll have something for the next hour. How about that?
One of the things that one of the people that I find most stimulating of all the daytime talkers, I do like Ellen DeGeneres. I think she's begun. Is it just me? Is she becoming a little bit too sold on herself? Is
you know,
it,
I've heard some weird things about Ellen, because I think on TV she is, if not the, one of the most likable people to watch on TV.
Very likable. Yep.
I think she's relatable to a lot of people. And she doesn't seem to take herself too seriously. But, you know, every once in a while you hear these stories, especially in our business, you know, the industry talks. I've heard that it's not that she's a mean or nasty person. I've heard she's very nice, but I've heard that she's very insecure and that she has to plot out every second, every minute of what she's going to do on TV. There's nothing left to chance.
Really?
And she's a perfectionist and just has to have everything happen at the right time. I've heard it from multiple people, and I think that that kind of catches up with you after a while. You know, people don't want any surprises thrown at them. Maybe they trust it. Maybe that's why celebrities like her so much, because they know they're not going to be ambushed by anything.
Well, it wouldn't work well in this setting, but good luck to her in that setting. It works for her there. Wendy Williams is another daytime host that I have great respect for, and I always like it when the audience members ask her questions.
I was watching Matt Homesick this weekend. I thought, she's, again, another person you look at and you're like, why am I watching this? But she just makes you want to watch her.
I mean, she does. So here she is talking to one of the audience members about comments that the audience person and her mother look like sisters. How do you reflect on that? Here's Wendy Williams.
So I have this coworker for about a year now. I knew her. We hang out. And she, every time she sees a picture of my man, she goes, oh, he's fine. Or, oh, he looks really good. And so I'm thinking she has a crush on my man. So how do I tell her to stop without sounding so rude or jealous?
It's not about being rude or jealous. You have to tell her direct. Because to me, straight talk makes for straight understanding.
Yes.
You know, you can say my man looks good once and that's it. But all this commenting on him, and no, I'm not threatened by you. Mm-hmm. It's just that you need to learn the bounds of appropriate behavior. And so I'm telling you right now, stop commenting on, ooh, my man, ooh, my man.
Yes.
All right. I did the wrong.
Ooh, my man.
Yeah. All right. So, but it still shows you how she works with people. She has very good sage comments about life, et cetera, et cetera. 888-302-3684. Janine, welcome to Good Day. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you. I just wanted to comment on the Salvation Army.
Sure.
That has one of the lowest overheads. The money all goes exactly where they say this time of the year.
Right.
They do it for toys and for food for families. And you can go and see exactly what they're doing with it. The head of the whole thing nationally makes, I don't think even makes $30,000 a year.
Did it sound like I was suggesting that Salvation Army was not an appropriate charity?
Yes, it sounded like that you all were saying that you weren't sure where that money was going. I was
I'm sorry to interrupt, but
let
me clarify, because what I meant by that comment is I always, you know, and not just with the Salvation Army, but you always want to look at where the money's going, and that's why I weigh it between the national causes and the local causes, because I like to see, you know, a little mixture of both. So, that's what I was getting at.
But when you give to them, it stays local.
It stays in the community.
Yes, right. Whatever you give, it stays in the community. And as I said, you look at the salary of the person who is head of the whole thing nationally versus the Red Cross and some of these other things.
Really,
United Way. You know, they make very little money. It is a very, very altruistic and does a lot of good work in the community.
Yep, we're with you. Thank you, Janine, for helping us clarify that. Nice to have you on. Merry Christmas to you and your family. 888-302-3684. Head of the Red Cross makes $870,000 a year plus bonuses.
It's so crazy.
That seems inappropriate for what, you know, for what they're all about. But it's a big management job, no question about that. But I don't know. I guess you take it with a grain of salt. Here's something not to take with a grain of salt. If you're thinking about having surgery to make yourself look younger, why in the world would you do that? When you have products like Genucel that can take the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes and go poof, just in time for Christmas, the holiday season, looking better already. That's what one woman said. I look better. She's got this stuff last week. Saw results the first day. It did exactly what you said it would do, Doug. Thank you. That's the point I'm trying to make here. It won't work for everybody, but you got to try it in order to find out if it works for you. And by the way, they wouldn't be promoting this if it didn't work. They wouldn't spend money advertising it. They wouldn't want you to try it if they figured they're going to have to send everybody their money back. Hello, duh. So call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. Try it risk-free. Money-back guarantee. It gets rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags. It absorbs, it's a serum that absorbs the water out from under your skin. That's really what makes those, that makes the pockets under your eyes and accentuates them. And you want something simple to get rid of that look. No tricks, no hiding behind glasses, no makeup. It's Genucel, 800-543-9262. Order it now. And by the way, if you mention Doug Steffen, the folks there will double the supply of Genucel immediately. So the effects, as far as the order is concerned, you get twice as much of the product, so you can work twice as much on your face to make it look twice as good half the amount of time. How about that for a deal? 800, I don't know if you like my math, but you get the gist of this. 800-543-9262. Express holiday shipping. If you call now, it's free. You'll get it before Christmas. Genucel for the puffiness, the bags under your eyes works, or your money back. 800-543-9262.
It's a sale so big, Kohl's is open 24 hours, all day and all night, now through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Get all of your last-minute gifts and save when you want to, with 60 to 70% off fine jewelry, 25 to 40% off all watches, and 15% off fragrance gift sets. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's is open 24 hours, now through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Find your yes. Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85, and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift set, 11 Etsy polish, $10 glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card, 8 hours skin protected, 7 sealer glosses, risky fix signed by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay naked palette, 4 Living Proof Air products, 3 Daisy Dream perfume, 2 Face Cosmetics, and 1 luxury bathrobe cream. $40 fragrance purchase on Tide Lab. Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Television time here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, binge watching of video content and time shifted viewing increasing in TiVo households, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
The report says most viewers time shift their watching of drama and science fiction programs,
yeah,
but not their watching of sports. Is that what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Nobody wants to watch a game, you know, 3 days after it happens.
No,
you already know the results, but
yeah,
time shifted viewing is the new normal now, I think, for all TV.
Does that make
viewership
it worth more money for the advertisers, one would wonder?
Well, it makes it harder to find ways to advertise, because with time shifted viewing, most of the time you can skip right past the commercials.
Right.
So, you know, that means more product placement and getting creative with your advertising dollars.
Mm-hmm. All right, Fox News, the business channels are not on Dish.
Yeah,
this thing is becoming a daily event.
Again, these are daily things as these deals come up. I've mentioned this before with the networks like Fox or CBS or ABC that have other cable properties. What's happening is they're trying to charge for their network stuff. So they're, you know, stuff in the low end of the dial, and they're using their cable properties as collateral. So on Dish Network, if you're a Dish customer, Fox News, Fox Business Channels, they're dark today. Don't worry, it always comes back. Give it a few days. They'll work it out, but this unfortunately is one of those little bumps in the road that you have to deal with as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
USA orders a hacker drama starring Christian Slater Monday.
Yet another thing for him.
Exactly, another thing, and he kills TV series, by the way.
Yeah.
This show is called Mr. Robot, and it's a drama about an elite hacker caught between the criminal underground and cybersecurity firm that he works for. Also trending today on Facebook, Dougie, this is a biggie. This new miniseries that's going to focus on O.J. Simpson has cast David Schwimmer, who's going to play Robert Kardashian.
Really?
He joins Cuba Gooding Jr. playing OJ, and then Sarah Paulson playing Marcia Clark.
Hmm.
The new Late Late Show host, James Corden, said he got some advice from Piers Morgan. You know, right. Piers will talk to anybody.
He's a great guy.
He just said, go for it and give it your best shot, but know that this is a piece of television real estate that Americans feel a sense of ownership over, and they will come for you. There will be criticism either way, whatever you do. It's probably very good advice.
Well, it didn't happen to Craig Ferguson, though.
you're right. I don't remember when Craig started. What the
9 years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was like when he first started, but he did a great job, I think.
Yep.
Fell into it. People Magazine had these their first annual People Magazine Awards last week, Dougie. They created the sexiest woman of the year. They announced her. Do you know who it is?
No.
Model and actress Kate Upton.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Cute. She's very pretty. So she's the sexiest woman of the year. She was honored last Thursday when the awards were handed out. TV performance of the year went to actress Lisa Kudrow, which I thought was an interesting choice.
Mm-hmm.
John Hamm got the award for TV performance of the year for an actor. And then for movies, Jennifer Aniston got hers for Cake and Michael Keaton as well for Birdman. Now, the folks over at TV Guide have named their 10 best TV shows of the year. Fargo in at number one, and your favorite, Dougie, in at number two, The Good Wife. Oh. Rounding out the top five, Jane the Virgin, Game of Thrones at number four, and The Roosevelts, An Intimate History at number five.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Dr. Ken Kronos is on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his overview of important stories. He does the research in all of the important medical journals, so you'll know what is at the forefront of information for sort of traditional medicine. So let's get started, Dr. Ken, with the good news about your life expectancy and what's happening not only here in our country, but all around the globe.
This is good news for the whole world out of the Medical Journal of Lancet, Doug, this week. Since 1990, life expectancy across the world has increased by more than 6 years to an average of 71.5 years. Major decreases in deaths have occurred in cancer, cardiovascular disease, infectious disease, and prenatal complications.
A lot of actually fairly decent news from the medical community, maybe a Merry Christmas present for people, for example, those who are at risk for having a stroke. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a very well-known cardiologist, so this is something right up his alley.
Exactly. This is New England Journal of Medicine this week. Using a stent to capture and remove a stroke-causing blood clot is a safe way, and it improves recovery. About one-third of patients who had the procedure, is called intra-arterial treatment, it's coming to America, recovered from their stroke with only slight disability and were able to care for themselves, compared with just 19% of patients given regular care. To be effective, this treatment must be done in the first 6 hours after stroke symptoms start, and the sooner the better. If you have weakness, unclear speech, inability to think, get to the emergency department.
All right, so who pays for this, though? Is this going to be something that will be covered pretty much by everybody's policies?
Ultimately, when it gets more experience and more research, the insurers will cover it, but yes, it's in the $30,000 range.
All right. Here's a bit of information about a drug that hasn't been used for a long time. If you want to quit smoking, apparently this is the way to do it.
This is great news. This is a forgotten drug. New England Journal of Medicine, smoking accounts, Doug, for more avoidable public health damage than anything else, including obesity. The path is giving up the vice is paved with smoking cessation aids, such as nicotine gums, patches, and drugs like Chantix. But there's another treatment that works at least as well, though it's been used since the 1960s. Many, even American doctors, have never heard of it. It costs a fraction of what Chantix does, and it's even cheaper than patches and gums. The treatment is cytisine. It's a plant-based drug that blocks nicotine receptors in the brain, much like Chantix does, and the drug has been used to treat more than 20 million people. Cytisine is a natural herb, and it's very effective. If you're trying to stop smoking, ask your doctors about it. Very cheap.
Yoga. Good news for those who are practicing yoga these days.
More good news from the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. Yoga may help the heart, Doug. The benefits are similar to those of conventional exercise, such as brisk walking. People randomly assigned to take yoga classes show improvement in their weight, blood pressure, and cholesterol.
All right. Now, this I didn't even know this was something in the works. Banning powdered alcohol?
This is pretty serious stuff. Powdered alcohol has not even arrived in stores yet, but states already are moving to ban the product. The product is marketed as an ounce of rum or vodka in powdered form, which is then added to water. Each serving is the equivalent of a shot of liquor. The fear is that alcohol could fuel underage drinking and violence.
Really? All right. Okay, well, we got a lot of good news out of that report, and that last one was just plain interesting. Let's talk with speaking about interesting, important news for people who are trying to look their best and haven't found the right treatment yet for bags, puffiness, lines around the eyes. Ken's got the fix for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you sure can have surgery to look younger, but why on earth would you want to do that? Imagine the bags and puffiness under your eyes gone just in time for these holidays. Listen to Joanne from Connecticut. My husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw results the first day he used it. I've also had remarkable results. Can't be without it. Genucel by Chamonix is an easy choice. Genucel contains all natural ingredients for incredible results safely and quickly. It's as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see the results like Joanne's in 12 hours or your money back. Forget that tired look. Stop using makeup tricks or hiding behind glasses. Call now to try Genucel risk-free with a money-back guarantee.
800-822-6145. Call that number now to order Genucel and get the legendary Esoteric Wrinkle Treatment free with your order. If you ask nicely, 800-822-6145. The important message here is you combat wrinkles and facial lines without surgery or Botox. Just use Genucel, which you can get at 800-822-6145. Bags, puffiness, poof, they're gone like magic. 800-822-6145. Got a question for Dr. Ken? Call this Saturday between 7 and 9 Eastern Time to 888-DR-KEN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that
we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.